touching the ground, I connect with all of life. Touching my heart, I awaken compassion for all life. You are listening to Anamkara, A Friend on the Journey, a podcast about life, the variety of lived spiritualities of the people around us, and how we are much more alike than different. I am your host, Brother Pax. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to Anamkara, A Friend on the Journey, the podcast that's all about embracing a life filled with spirituality, slow living, meditation, and wellness. I am your host, Brother Pax, and today, as we stand on the threshold of 2024, I'll be sharing some invaluable insights and practical tips to help you build a successful, fulfilling year ahead. As we bid farewell to 2023 and greet the new year, many of us are inclined to make resolutions. For years, I have. However, instead of the traditional resolutions that often fall by the wayside before February is up, how about we embark on a journey of self-discovery and self-improvement through the art of vision boarding? Have you ever created a vision board? Well, here's a little bit about them. Vision boards are powerful tools for manifesting our desires and intentions. They can help us bring our dreams and goals into reality. But rather than working years in the future, let's make one for the year of 2024. So let's start by understanding the power of vision boards. Imagine this: a quiet evening, perhaps New Year's Eve, perhaps the day before, perhaps the day after. A table filled with magazines, scissors, glue, and a blank canvas. This canvas can be a physical board or a digital one, depending on your preference and your mission, to create a visual representation of your goals, dreams, and intentions that you want to manifest in your life for 2024. Begin by reflecting on what truly matters to you. What are some of your spiritual aspirations? How can you incorporate more mindfulness into your daily life? What wellness goals would you like to achieve? By connecting with your inner self, you'll be better equipped to envision your way forward and then act on that vision. For me, I like to begin by categorizing things. So I consider categories of things under three headings: mind, body, and spirit. Even though I see them so connected, it just helps me to categorize. And so under mind, I might think about what things I might want to learn. Maybe I want to take a class or begin learning a language. Maybe I want to read and finish more books each month. Maybe I want to memorize spiritual quotes or verses from a religious text. Or something simply as committing a memory of a poem I love, just to memorize it. For me, these would all go under that category of mind. My goal is to see myself doing these things by the end of 2024, doing them regularly, having these things well on their way. And then for body, it could include maybe following the advice of my doctor and start eating less and practicing intermittent fasting. Yours could include maybe doing yoga or qigong 3 times a week, going for walks each evening. Do what sits right in your spirit about where you aspire to be by the end of next year. And then under spirit, for me, this includes morning and evening meditation, daily japa or chanting, and prayer. I also include areas of creativity under spirit, as I believe that creative impulse is sacred, and really all these categories are. So under spirit, this includes practicing and building on, for me, learning to play the ukulele and practicing. It's also committing to paint at least once a week to get that creative outlet working in my life. And then another one, because I'm an introvert is to try to commit to socialize at least once a month to find a way to be with people outside of work. So let's talk about some practical tips for creating your 2024 vision board. Tip number one, set your intentions. Before you start assembling your vision board, take some time to meditate. Set some clear intentions for the new year ahead. I like to jot them down. Consider what you want to achieve spiritually, emotionally, physically. Visualize these goals and how they'll positively impact your life. Setting powerful intentions is the first step towards manifestation. Tip number two, gather your magazines. Collect magazines, images, quotes, and any other materials that resonate with your intentions. Don't limit yourself to just pictures. It could be words or phrases that inspire you and are equally valuable. Use markers, colored pencils, or digital tools if you're creating a digital vision board. The more diverse your materials, then the more your board will come to life. And tip number three, curate it with love. As you flip through magazines or browse online for images, choose those that evoke a strong emotional response. Your vision board should be a reflection of your deepest desires and aspirations. Select images that truly resonate with your heart and soul. This process should feel like a labor of love. Tip number four, get creative. Let your creativity flow. Arrange your chosen images and words on your canvas in a way that feels visually appealing and inspiring to you. There are no rules here. It's your unique vision for 2024. You can create sections or themes on your board, or simply just go with the flow. The act of arranging your board should be an enjoyable and creative experience. Tip number five is a daily connection. Place your vision board in a spot where you will see it daily. Take a moment each day to connect with it, reinforcing your intentions and reminding yourself of the path you've set. This daily connection is a powerful way to keep your goals at the forefront of your mind and maintain that focus and those actions that need to follow that focus throughout the year. So as I wrap up this episode, please remember that building a successful 2024 isn't just about setting goals. It's about nurturing your spiritual self. It's about embracing a slow living practice and prioritizing wellness. Your vision board is a reflection of your journey and a reminder of the beautiful path that you're walking. Thank you for joining me on this special New Year's Eve episode of Anamkara, A Friend on the Journey. May you craft a vision board that guides you toward a year filled with spiritual growth, mindfulness, and well-being. I wish you a joyful and prosperous 2024. Stay tuned for more episodes dedicated to nurturing your mind, body, and soul in the coming year. Until then, be kind to those around you and be kind to yourself. Happy New Year. This has been another episode of Anamkara, A Friend on the Journey. Thank you for walking with me as we spent time exploring the varieties of religious and spiritual expressions out there. Won't you consider joining our Patreon? Get sneak peeks of what is to come, early previews, and soon to have some video footage from the interviews, as well as polls on what you would like to see covered in future episodes. Join our Patreon today. The link is in the show notes. Thank you.